time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Tyler Huntley met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Packers on Saturday night.
Man, just like you said, it was a must win, and we got it done. So, you know, now we can get on the plane, kick back a little bit, and get ready for the next week.
How early could you tell that Derrick Henry was
in
store for a big night?
Right when he touched that ball, I was like, yeah, they not ready. And he ran straight downhill. Our linemen blocked. Our tight ends, receivers, they blocked. And then, you know, that was – and everybody executed. So.
Snoop
did
the 30-10 late in the game, that touchdown to kind of sort of seal the win, passed to Zay Flowers. What did you see there, and how good did that –
Man, I had Zay Flowers manned up against whoever their corner was, and I knew once he ran that crisp route, I could just let it rip, and he made the play that he needed to make.
How big was that driver for halftime?
Man, it was key that we got what we did, because you know, like a lot of momentum be in this game. It's a lot of momentum that could swing and, you know, stop what we had going on. So, you know, getting down there and making it happen, that's key.
You had the long quarterback draw, 25 or 30 yard run, and a couple other big third down runs. Did you come into the game with a plan to also be a runner?
Nah, once they just gave me the lane, I just pulled it down and made a play that I could make.
When did you know that you'd be starting tonight?
I can't even remember right now. Like, I just prepare every day, and I just be ready for when they say it's time to go. You know, we was L was doing everything in his power to make sure that he was able to play this game, but you know, we couldn't get it done. So you know, I was just ready.
What kind of message from John Harbaugh resonated with you or with this team, you think, going into this game or before this game?
Just really all week he's been preaching that we know what we got to do. We got to go win. So, you know, it wasn't nothing short. I wrote that in my notes. So we got to go win this week, and that's what we did.
You and Malik Willis both had really good games.
Yeah, he had a great game.
Yeah, battled two backup quarterbacks. Like, what did you two show today about what a backup quarterback can do?
Man, we just got to be ready to play at any time. And then, you know, coming down to the end of the year, you know, a lot of dudes are banged up. So you got to be ready to step in. And he had a great game, for sure.
There was some uncertainty about where you were going to play this year. Mm-hmm. You've been clear about that. Do you think you've kind of sent a message to everybody else with how well you played this year when you've had an opportunity?
I just appreciate the opportunities when I get to get on that field. You know, that it'll show for itself. You know, I just want to win.
What did you think of the hat that Lamar gave you?
Man, it was dope. You know, he went and got it for me. Brought it right when I came to the sideline. He put it on me. I was like, yeah, that's gas.
How will you spend tomorrow during that Steelers-Browns game? Will you watch with teammates? Will you watch at home?
Nah, I'm trying to make it out of here so I could call Shador real quick and make sure he can get it done. So now I'll probably just be, you know, just watching it and get some rest. Just when we got to the Browns, you know, that's when I knew of him, and he probably knew of me, you know. But once we got to the Browns, you know, we linked up a little bit, and he cool dude, man.
Okay.
Appreciate y'all.